This is Mike Johnson with the download edition of the World Business Report Wall Street Update for Thursday, March the 5th. All 31 US banks subjected to a new round of stress tests by the American Central Bank have passed. The Federal Reserve ran the test to see what would happen to the banks if there was a 25% drop in house prices and a 60% fall in the share market. So what should we learn from the results? Asked Carrie Leahy at Decision Economics in New York.
Well, I think we can conclude that the banks are in better shape. Last year, one bank failed, and then there's going to be a second set of reports next week, which are even more demanding than the reports done today, where other banks ran into difficulties. But these are taken very seriously, and they are putting the banks through a considerable scenario ringer when you have some really, really adverse developments. So these are taken very seriously by the investment community, and as we know in certain cases, if your bank failed and you're the CEO, you might ultimately lose your job. So I think there are quite a few CEOs around the nation that are breathing a sigh of relief.
Yes, I know that here in Europe, when these stress tests have been done before, people have raised questions over just how stressful they really were. Those questions aren't being asked in the United States then?
No, and to be honest, the U.S. doesn't have the difficulty of dealing with what now, in retrospect, seems reasonable to make a huge change in currency values or some breakup of the euro, which is not a problem the U.S. has to deal with. So I think there probably is a sense in Europe, much more than the United States, that maybe the current test did not go far enough. But you don't get a sense of that here in the States, so they do appear to be stressful enough.
And a slight rise for shares. The main share index, the Dow, up a little bit today. What was behind that?
Well, it was really bobbing and weaving before tomorrow's all-powerful and all-knowing employment report, and it was really due to merger and acquisitions in the drug space, that there was some merger and acquisition news, and shares went up in reaction to that.
And on the jobs front, what are investors expecting to hear on Friday about unemployment or employment in the United States?
Well, the employment report really is rotating on two points. The first is obviously, as we all know, the gains that have been good for the past year and have gotten better. And I think the market is sensing that this may be a month where you may get some payback. I would think even if the so-called headline number prints something less than a 200,000 job gain, which would compare to about 250,000 workers on average per month over the last year, I wouldn't consider that to be necessarily disappointing. I just think the numbers have been so strong and so steady, you expect to make 12 steps forward. You shouldn't make one or two steps back in a given year. The other thing that's of more importance to the marketplace, even beyond either the unemployment rate or the headline change in jobs, is the situation in wages. In particular, the Federal Reserve has pounded the table and saying we're not moving interest rates until we see some stronger wage gains. So any evidence of some pickup there, which ironically is very good for the economy. We all want this to happen, but it's just another signal to the Fed that the economy is mended and you want to take the U.S. economy off its respirator. So more good signals on wages and the economy might get us off the respirator in mid-year, but the Fed saying look first at wages.
Carrie Leahy. Well, the Dow ended the day up about a fifth of a percent at 18,135. Earlier in the day, London's main share index, that was up 0.6% at 6,961. And that's all for this Wall Street Update.
You've been listening to World Business Report from the BBC World Service. For more news and analysis, download Business Matters, our daily hour-long mix of current affairs and debate, published at breakfast time in Asia and Europe. We debate key trends in the worlds of work, politics, technology, and the environment. Find it at bbc.com/podcasts. You can also follow us and get our latest audio at twitter.com/bbcworldbiz and talk to us on Facebook at facebook.com/bbcbusiness.